you have anybody who'd like to address the council tonight? Okay. Moving on to item 7.0, administrative reports. 7.1, City Administrator David Stahl, general activity report. Mr. Stahl.
Good evening. I would like to start with a sad piece of news. Dick Gregg Jr. has been the city attorney for a number of years, and last Friday his wife passed away. She had been fighting lung disease, and her service will be Tuesday, tomorrow. And so our thoughts and prayers are with our city attorney and his family as they suffer that loss. I have several items I want to touch base on. We've had a chronic water leak issue in the 500 block of Baywood on the south side. We dug up that line just about the full length, with the exception of where the driveways are at. Found a number of clamps where that line has been repaired over and over through the years. It appears at this point that the leak is underneath one of the driveways. It doesn't really make sense to tear up a driveway to put another patch on a failed line. So we're out for quotes right now. This week we should be able to get 3 quotes back to have that line replaced and bored under the driveways and do a couple hundred feet of 3-inch poly there. So as soon as we get that pricing in, we'll move out on getting that replaced. We have a new contractor working with us on heavy pickup. They were out on Saturday. We're out again today. They will work on an as-needed basis. They have a 40-yard truck, and whenever we have 40 yards or more, we'll call them out to help back up and boost what Republic does or doesn't do. We're not really changing from our first Monday heavy pickup, but at any point that we have curbside debris that hits 40 yards, whether it's a week early or a week late, we'll go ahead and pull the trigger and get the truck out here and get that debris moved. On Fairfield, we have the water break that we had previously talked about, an underground leak that was going from a casing into our storm drain. So that line was repaired. They came out to do that repair on a Saturday as an emergency repair and ended up just replacing a section of the pipe and coming back on Monday and replacing the casing and running new pipe there as well. It ran through a storm drain manhole, which required the casing. We also regrouted and sealed the storm drain where it was leaking into and backfilled that was stabilized. The repair has been made up to the surface, and we will be handling the patching of the asphalt on the corner there of Fairfield and Sunrise. We have ordered special manhole covers, which are a little larger than valve covers. We've also ordered some valve covers so that we can replace those that are missing. We have special manholes, which are about 8 inches in diameter in the center of many of our streets. Many of them are covered with asphalt, but some of them are not. Some of them, the covers are broken or missing, and we'll be replacing those here as soon as those come in. We're still working on our punch list for Water Plant 1. That's been moving slowly. They're minor issues. They're not mostly not operational. We also are working on issues of getting the generator at lift station number 1 by the railroad tracks on our SCADA control so we can remotely start and stop that generator. We also have been in a weather hold getting Pfeiffer out to replace the ballast and lights at Circle Park. And we get a few more days here of dry weather and we'll work that with their schedule and we'll get those lights all back in service. And this week we'll also be having our annual workers' compensation audit. They come out and just, it's a classification audit. It's not a financial audit, and they're just making sure that we have everybody properly classified for the risk of their position, and we're paying the right premium on the workers' compensation. And that is the City Administrator's General Activity Report.
Any questions from Council? Mr. Stoll.
Mr. Stoll, I've got a question as far as the water leak on the south side of Baywood and the 500 block. I don't remember if it was 2 years ago, but I know that there was the gentleman whose home is at Byway and Baywood that there was found to be a leak under his driveway. Did we contract out, or was the city under Mr. Sutton able to bore under? Do we have to contract out on that repair?
That line has been completely replaced. That was the byway project we did from Shoreacre Boulevard to Fairfield. There is another leak there today that is runs across byway between Fairfield and Meadowlawn. You see in the middle of the road, there's some water weeping there. When we have the company do the work on Baywood as part of that project, we have boring under the street. The city will do the rest of the work, but that water main is a brand new main. It's on the west side, and the line on the east side is going to be replaced, but we'll do that in-house.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions? Item 7.2, monthly financial report, Mr. Stahl.
In your packet is the financial report. It does run through the end of September. That's the fiscal year end, and so over time you will see those numbers true up. It does not have all of last year's expenditures in it. For example, contracts that were signed last fiscal year, things that we had done that we've not been invoiced for, don't appear in that yet, so you can't take this monthly report and look at it as the final for the last fiscal year, but it does come pretty close. There are some numbers there that are significant. For example, general fund revenue, you can see that we were under budget by about $250,000, but our expenditures were also under budget by more than $250,000. So all in all, we came out favorably at this point. I'd say there are some other expenses to come in, and there will be some very minor revenues. I think we have a franchise fee that's still laying out there. The checking account balances, you can see we ended the year with $124,000 in the general fund checking account, $54,183 in the utility fund, and our service deposit balance is $57,000. The Texas Community Development Block Grant, which is a pass-through, has $1,308.74. We're very close now to closing out the water main project, and we'll probably not be this next month, but the month after that will close out. But we have run $415,217 through that fund for the installation of the water main from Water Plant 1 to Sunrise of Oakdale. The text pool account, you can see there with the $100,000 draw in September on text pool. That was for construction projects. And our text pool balance is just short of $800,000 at $795,581. Certificates of deposit, we have not continued for decades not touching our certificates of deposit, so we have $255,000 in CDs. Property tax collection, we have received 101% of what was budgeted, so we have $807,350 shown here. I do not have the September numbers yet. That's closing out that fiscal year. Some of those numbers are available, they'll be passed along. We get those from the tax assessor collector who we contracted before for that. In the sales tax, we've had a very good positive sales tax year. You can see that we came in 28% above budget, above last year's numbers. We budgeted $52,000, and our general sales tax revenue was $78,628. I think that a large portion of the sales tax growth has been cell phones and digital plans. Those are taxable where you pay the bill, and so we benefit from that. A lot of people have dropped their residential lines and gone to cell phones, and the telephones are on a per-line basis, and the cell phones are back to a percentage basis. So we get more inflationary growth on cell phones than we do on landlines. So that's been a positive for us in that revenue. And that is the financial report.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. Any questions for Mr. Stahl on this?
I just would once again like to request at the next council meeting, which should accurately reflect public works as far as our actual purchase, expenditure of purchased water from LaPorte, and then our actual billed water to customers in the state. Please.
All right. Any other questions? Moving on to item 8.1 business. 8.1, consideration approval of invoices. If the council's had time to evaluate the invoices, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Motion's been made. Second?
One second.
Thank you, Mr. Bumpner. Any questions on the invoices approval? All those in favor?
Aye.
And yes. God bless you. Moving on to item 8.2. Before I go through the reading on this is a consideration about the resolution 2014-138. One of our council members is out at this time. They won't be here at this meeting, obviously. Had requested that did not want this actually on the agenda, but I'm not going to let things lie. I like to keep things moving. However, out of respect for that council member, I'm going to ask the rest of the council if they wanted to wait on this to the next council meeting and skip this item, or if you want to go ahead and move. I'm not going to ask for a motion on it. I'm just going to verbally ask you. We can either go ahead and read it out and make a motion on it, or we can basically, if you want to skip it tonight, we can skip it. I'm going to leave this up to the council to make the decision how they'd like to handle this. Starting down, Ms. Snell.
I'm okay to go ahead with it.
Mr. Balker.
Go ahead.
Mr. Adams.
Go ahead.
Mr. Wheeler. Okay, that being said, item 8.2, consideration, discussion, action for adopt resolution 2014-138, accepting and supporting the Miramar shoreline registration concept and presented to the City Council October 13, 2014 by the Miramar Shoreline Restoration and Improvement, I'm tongue-tied tonight, excuse me, advisory group, accepting and approving the draft engineering drawing presented by ARUP Texas, Inc., October 13, 2014. And authorizing project engineer to proceed with a permit application for the finalization of design basis, permit drawings, and specifications consistent with the draft drawings. Okay. All right. That being said, this is what we had the engineer had come out here from the last council meeting, presented to the City Council, basically went over all the general information that you already had. So at this time, basically, well, we'll ask for a motion first. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve resolution 2014-138.
Thank you, Ms. Snell. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. All right. With that being said, does any council have any questions or comments on this?
I just would like to, for a point of clarification for the citizens to be on the record, just because we're going this next step does not obligate the city go bankrupt to fund anything themselves. And just as when we question the engineer, you always permit for a Cadillac, and then you can always build a Volkswagen. So, you don't want to permit for the Volkswagen and then try to build a Cadillac later, because you're going to have to re-go through the entire process again. So I just wanted that to be very clear for the citizens' understanding.
Thank you, Nancy. That's very correct. Any other comments from the council?
And I would note that the chairman of the group, J.O. Washington, would like to have been here this evening, was unavailable. Okay. And you do have, I believe, four members of the group in attendance this evening if you have any questions.
Does the council have any other questions?
How often do you meet the group?
How often do we meet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now we're waiting for the go ahead and apply for the permit. We've actually had our meetings and we made our proposals, our recommendations. And that was presented last.
Right.
Okay, so all your recommendations have been put on the table.
Right.
And as far as the grant process goes, this is preliminary to all that. We haven't even applied for the grants yet or anything like that.
Well, the grant that we currently have is to do this work.
Okay.
So, we have about $250,000 is what this is costing for the design.
To do this part.
The permit engineering and applying for the permits.
But not
and
to actually do
we aren't eligible to apply for the follow-on coastal impact assistance program grant until
we do this.
This portion's been completed. And the group is chartered through December of 2015. So the Miramar group will also be able to facilitate public input during the permit process as well.
Okay.
No, that's why I was asking how many times they meet. Then citizens and neighbors can come to the meetings if they've got concerns.
Okay,
and like Neil Moyer not being here if he's got concerns about a pipe or a setup that he's not comfortable with.
Right, and he was at several of the meetings.
Okay.
Mr. Wheat? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those against? Aye. 8.2 passes. We go to item 8.3. Consideration action to adopt ordinance number 2014-171, amending the provision of wooden roof covering, establishing permit requirements, and requiring fire retardant coating. Falafel. This is, as we in our last council meeting, we had a demonstration come up. They showed us a very short few minutes of a video. We had a one of our residents come up and talk about it and requesting that he'd like to get something of this ordinance changed. After viewing the ordinance, David and I sat down and basically delegated what I thought we should look at. We don't want to definitely stop our residents from beautifying the residents by no means. However, we have a responsibility to be on the safe side too. So, in layman's terms, and the ordinance is on the internet, and you can request a copy also, but I'm going to try to just break it down very short, simple things. What we did is, it used to be a 10-foot radius. You can now attach it to your residence. However, it cannot be to a closed-in area. So, in other words, if it's an open area, it can't attach to your residence. However, stipulations come with everything. It does have to be treated for fire retardant, as they stated. We did do a little research, and we found out it wasn't. I believe they mentioned every 5 years. I don't have my notes in front of me. It can be treated. Actually, from the manufacturer, we found out it's every 2 years. So we're going to require it every 2 years. There will be a $25 permit fee that you'll have to reestablish every 2 years for this. Now, what will happen, you'll have to bring in your certificate showing that it has been treated. So the city basically knows that it has been treated, and that goes on file. Out of good faith, we will probably be sending a letter out. However, it's the resident's responsibility to come in, reapply for the permit, pay the $25, bring in a copy of the certificate that's been treated, and then you're done with it. With that being said, does council have any questions over that? I know that you had your any questions. Well, let's start at that end. I'll start at this end. Mr. Wheeler?
No. I'm reading the first paragraph here that says no enclosed living space, so we're not gonna allow shake shingles on roofs or any of this type of thing. This is specifically for this application.
Correct.
Of Palapas for your backyard or whatever, so I'm good with it.
Mr. Adams?
I'm okay.
Mr. Bunker?
I'm good.
Mrs. Snell?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. I'll start myself. Well, we'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to pass ordinance 314-171.
Okay,
second.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Now that I went backwards and didn't ask questions, are there any questions? You have to pardon me. I turn 50 tomorrow. My age is catching up. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Motion passes 8.3, which leads me to the most important part, item 9.0, adjournment. At 7:24, we thank you for coming, folks. Have a good evening.